Today, Easter Sunday. This is Bruce from the Willows, and I want to share with you concerning the impact of the resurrection. In Luke 24, verses 5 and 6, we read these words. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Once there was a man playing rugby, and the ball came to him. He was scared out of his wits to see a group of fierce, muscular men bearing down on him. And then he heard a voice to his left who said, "With you?" And with intense relief, he passed the ball onto that man. The risen Lord Jesus comes to the sad, the depressed, the frightened, the weary, and the confused. And he says, "I am with you." Yes, he is always there for us. Mary Magdalene was deeply sad because she thought she had lost forever the person whom she loved so deeply, and who had transformed her life. Yes, that's what he'd done. She loved him deeply. We're talking, of course, about Jesus. She stood outside the grave weeping. But as John tells us in his gospel, the Lord came to her, called her by name, and showed her that he was alive and would be with her always. She was filled with joy. Luke tells us in Luke 24 about the two disciples who were walking on the road to Emmaus from Jerusalem. They were very confused, but the risen Lord came and explained the scriptures to them, and they saw everything clearly. The other disciples may well have felt frightened, wearied, or depressed. The whole world just seemed to have fallen apart. But when Jesus came and stood amongst them, and he said, "Peace be with you," at first they were startled and frightened, but when they realized that Jesus was really with them, they too were filled with joy and amazement. The risen Lord Jesus still comes to us today, however we may be feeling, and he says, "I am with you always." We may say we understand how Jesus, our risen Lord, could appear to the disciples before he went back to the Father. But how, we might say, can he come to us today? How can he be with us always? Well, my friends, we can only tell you by personal testimony that we know that Jesus is alive. We know we have met him in different ways and we have been transformed. What do I mean? Well, I can tell you of a time when I was working in London in an office. Lunchtime came and I found myself walking into the city further, and I went into St. Paul's Cathedral. And because I was worried about things, I went into the prayer chapel and knelt down. And I felt the Lord speaking to me very clearly. The very Lord that I had mocked previously. The very Lord that I didn't really believe existed. And yet, his voice was clear. And he was calling me into his service. And you know, my life was transformed. I became a children's worker, then a professional youth worker, and then a minister of the gospel. And I can tell you, my friends, that my life was changed not by any person, but by God alone. He is alive. I and so many other millions and millions of believers know this, not because they've been told it, but because they've experienced it in their own lives. I remember that Cliff Richard once said that it was because of the resurrection, because Jesus had risen, that he believed in the Christian faith. We have a Lord who is alive. We have a Lord who died for our sins. We have a Lord who loves us so deeply. And although we may find the Trinity hard to understand, we have one God in three persons: Father, Son, and Spirit. One God. We need that one God. We need those three persons of God working in our lives. And I can tell you this: if we are faithful to God, he will always be faithful to us. And when we let him down, he will still love us. And if we give our hearts to him, he will do more than love us. He will save us. And he will transform us. Praise God for him, for he is true, he is alive, and he is wonderful. Amen.